Both of our readings today, our first reading in Acts of the Apostles and in the Gospel of the Gospel according to John, we hear about the Spirit. And Jesus was teaching Nicodemus about the natural life versus the supernatural place. Again, what is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. You must be born from above, Jesus said. And then he mentioned this image of the wind. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. So Jesus looks at the physical world, and just think about, again, the wind that can be calm today, it can be windy with gusts. The wind can even be dangerous with a tornado or a hurricane or a blizzard, which, who knows, maybe we'll have a blizzard in the next couple days. But to know that the Spirit does the same in the spiritual life. If the physical world can be strong or powerful, imagine how strong and powerful the Spirit can be. Now, also, the Acts of the Apostles, the theologians kind of talk about the Acts of the Apostles as the fifth gospel, the gospel of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit, the earth was without form and void. I mentioned that this weekend. One of the first verses in the Bible. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." We listen in the Acts today as the disciples were together praying. As they prayed, the place where they were gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the Word of God with boldness. So today, let's think about our physical world, the gift of just the wind, and the good images we have in our experience in northern Minnesota and the beauty of nature. And then bring it to the spiritual world, that God can make us bold, that can make us strong, that can use His gifts in the spiritual world to help us grow closer to God for our mission that He calls us.